All right. Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 9:30 agenda item. It's a meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and consider action items, of which we have several. Let's just take them in order for this morning that they're presented. So first one's action item, consider resolution designating surplus personal property of nominal value and authorizing the destruction of CCSO hard drives. Good morning.
Good morning.
So these are some hard drives that were purchased in 2015. We stood up a server as a contact server to keep videos that weren't necessarily of evidentiary value for the required 180 days. Over the last 10 years, we've updated our technology. We're no longer using this system. The hard drives don't have any value. And we'd also like to destroy them just to make sure that none of that confidential information potentially slips out.
All right.
And Chairman, I think our resolution does a good job. Thank you, legal. This has an exhibit attached. There's 13. The nominal value has been noted. And with information that's that old, we're getting some pumped fist over here from our acting CIO just to get rid of this. So totally in favor, and I move that the board signs the resolution of the Kenny County Board of Commissioners designating surplus personal property with nominal value and authorizing the destruction for the sheriff's office for the 13 hard drives which are listed on exhibit one.
All right. I would also approve that and second the motion. So motion's been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's going to be a Monday on a Thursday, right?
There you go.
All right. We can handle it. Okay, second action item. Consider resolution designating surplus property of nominal value and authorizing the destruction of IT department equipment.
Hi.
It was a long walk here, wasn't it?
It was weird coming in the side and stuff, the hallway. So the two lists we have are... sorry, I guess maybe we should address it one more time. We've got the donation, or the destruction list. These items are out of date and have been replaced, and there's no nominal value to them.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, on this one, this is IT equipment. Either it's equipment that's dead, doesn't work, it's been scalped for parts, and absolutely does not power up. So these are applicable to be destroyed.
Okay.
And Chairman, for that, there's 11 identified on that destruction resolution. And if you're ready for a motion.
I am.
I move that the Board of Kenny County Commissioners designates and approves the surplus personal property with nominal value and authorizes the destruction of Kenny County Information Technology Department of Equipment as listed on the exhibit.
All right. I'll second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. And then the next action item is similar. Consider a resolution granting certain property of nominal value to Computers for Kids, Inc.
So these items still have useful life in them, but not useful for the business. So these are donation items to Computer for Kids.
Chairman, I have a question for the chief, and maybe he's already got an answer. But my question is that we generally donate things that are less than $250, and some of that is listed as more than that on the exhibit one. Is that where you were headed?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner, I think that's where I was headed. Yes, on exhibit one, there's 28 items. Those costs associated were the original costs.
Okay.
When we donate equipment, all hard drives are pulled and shredded, so they are donated without hard drives, and all the licensing from the Microsoft side by default dies with them. So the value of this hardware only, usually scrap value, it's less than $250. But I think I've said this before in the records, Computers for Kids has a unique relationship with Microsoft. They can put a hard drive back in, relicense them with the OEM, and then donate them, sell them for kids.
And I appreciate that. My kids have benefited at some point from that program. So it's a good way to get kids into a computer if they want to get started. So, Chairman, with that, given that the nominal value has been established and that there's a worthwhile nonprofit organization that assists kids. I move that the board signs the resolution of the Canyon County Board of Commissioners granting certain personal property of nominal value to the Computers for Kids Incorporated.
All right. I would second that motion. So motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Very good. All right. Next action item is consider Crime Stoppers Services Agreement.
Is this Crime Stoppers?
Yes.
We do have a resolution drafted. We assumed we'd send it out to Crime Stoppers, hoping we would have it back today with signatures, but we do not.
We do not have it.
So let's go ahead and we'll notice it. We'll make sure when we get it back with signatures, we'll notice it.
Okay.
But it's a standard agreement with Crime Stoppers that we've renewed every year. So.
Okay.
Same amount and same terms and everything. So we'll just make sure we have their signature back today.
Okay.
And I'm good with that, Chairman. I think is a very worthwhile program. Captain Talbot is here. Exhibit A talks about their scope of services being a 24-hour, people can report anonymously, all that. It benefits our community. Totally for it, but evidently we need signatures first back from them. So.
Okay. We will wait and have it reposted when we get that then.
Okay.
Last action item is consider resolution adopting updated health plan contribution rates. Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. This is just the formal meeting that we needed. We've talked about the change in employee and employer rates for our benefit program at multiple meetings in the past, and this is just the final formal meeting that we needed to approve the resolution to move forward with the changes.
And Director, the HR director, or Chairman, the HR director has attached, as she's indicated, because we've gone through this a number of times. So the document outlining the changes in cost and all of that is attached. I'm very in favor of this. There needed to be some action taken, the benefit of our taxpayers and our employees to have a solvent trust fund. So I am in favor of signing this resolution adopting those contribution rates.
I am as well, Mr. Chairman.
I am too, and like all good health care plans out in the private market, it seems like they change every year. So ours hasn't changed that much from year to year. This is a significant change, and I would say to the employees, out of good faith, I think that we've found the best solution for the situation we're in that we possibly can. And this isn't, this change hasn't been taken lightly. We've researched and got outside expertise brought in. And so I'm sure any time that you have an increase, it's a frustration. But this commissioner feels that we've done our due diligence and ended up the best we can choose to afford at this point.
Chairman, can I comment further and to augment your statements that I'm sure that the county will be taking a careful annual look with this director at what is available. This was what was available, and I appreciate the hours of dedication that she's done. Increases, so if we're going to talk about that, the offset to that is that the Board of County Commissioners in tandem with the Chief Operating Officer and the HR Director has ensured that our employees are at market rate. That has come with an increase. So there is an offset to that for the employee. I still believe that this is a great place to work, and I believe that these benefits are great benefits, that package. Maybe some of the Gen X people don't look at that, but if you're tenured and if you're looking for a great place to exercise your gifts and talents, I would submit you're going to have a hard time being competitive in the private market with what we're presenting. So there should be, I believe, a posture of gratitude for the evaluation that's been done on this and the market rates that have accompanied on the salary side, the ability to put this in place and work with what we've been given from previous boards and clerks and HR directors, all of that, not to be derogatory, but there were some significant challenges to be done and some hard conversations that we needed to run toward. That's what we've done, and this will help us in that effort.
I think that the, I think I'd also like to note that since we have two plans that are quite a bit different than what we've had, we've done the best that we can do to estimate, but at the end of the day, each employee is going to have to choose which plan works for them. And when you're doing budgeting, we've done the best we can do to kind of estimate who's going to take which plan. But at the end of the day, it's still going to boil down to that individual employee choosing which plan works best for them. And then we'll know what percentage went with plan A to compare to plan B. And next year will be a little bit easier to budget for.
Yeah. Chairman, can I also encourage employees to reach out? The posture of the business professionals and our director is one of an open door. Open enrollment is always accompanied by an invitation to talk with a partner about what will be best for them. So those options, I love options. It's great to be able to look at now a choice and what works best for your family. So thank you, Director Danner, for having that.
Well, and also I would say HR is fully committed to multiple open enrollment meetings. There will be many per department, per office, to answer as many questions as possible. And there will be consistent follow-up from my team to, because every employee will have to go through open enrollment. This will be an active enrollment. There'll be consistent follow-up to make sure no one is missed and everyone has the opportunity.
Right.
We will make sure that everyone has all of the information needed.
Right, and I would say too that with that posture, which I appreciate, there is some due diligence on the part of the employee to look at what they're signing up for and understand what their choices mean. So this is not in any way an escape route for people that say, I didn't know, I didn't understand. No, it's pretty clear, and we're adults. So we look at that, and then we evaluate what's best for us with the help of people if we don't understand.
Let's be very clear to the employees. The healthcare plan that you're under this year ends, and you need to sign up during the enrollment period, and then it'll start again. A new one will start again in January, and so it's not business as usual. So,
yeah, super important. Thank you, Chairman, for that.
I'd highly recommend that if you do have specific questions or what does this mean to you specifically, contact HR. Don't contact your immediate supervisor. They're not going to be the person that has all of the information at this point. It's going to be HR. So find out who your specialist is or contact HR department, and they'll put you in contact with who can help you specifically with your situation.
Yep. Lots of good conversation and discussion, Chairman. Are you ready for a motion?
I am.
And Chairman, I move that the board signs the resolution of the Canyon County Board of Commissioners adopting the updated health plan contribution rates as presented.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you for all your work. And
yes.
And tell the health board we thank them for their work. It's been an arduous place to get to this point. So.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. All right, do we have any other items legal that we need to take care of in open session? Or I know that we have one item for executive session.
Mr. Chair, we do have a few items for executive session.
I don't think we have anything for open.
Okay. All right, I would entertain a motion then.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, records exempt, and F, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed to executive session.